and he's gone out to daven. More than davening, he put on sak va'efer, and that means that he can't come at shahar ha'melech. Can only go at lifnei shahar ha'melech. He ain't no boy of shahar ha'melech. Bilavush sok. Mordechai, the chora, you're making a big mistake. Because min hashamayim, now we understand that Esther became queen. We got Ochus London with Beis HaMelech. It's very simple. Davening is very important. Nobody's saying it's not important. But first speak to Esther and send Esther to Ahasuerus that she should squash the decree. And then you can go out and daven as much as you like. But what did he do? He starts davening. And he's davening and davening. And he can't come to Esther. He can't speak to Esther. Why? Because to do that, to speak to Esther would be stupid. Why? Because you want to get rid of the decree. You need to be metaken the source of it. The whole shoyish was Shishtak will tell him. But now you have to be metaken the problem. And the direct springboard of the Gzeirah was that he wouldn't be mishtachaveh to the Me'ein Avodah Zorah of Haman. And Haman also adds with Avodah Zorah. So he needs to be metaken that as well, the whole Metzius of Haman. He's what's the hepech of Avodah Zorah? Tefillah. Davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we'll be metaken the chet, then mimela will have a Yeshua. If we won't be metaken the chet, you can do as much ishtadus as you like. Nothing's going to happen.
Mordechai
did it. Of course he did. If we know that, come home, Mordechai would know that. I mean, the Maizah were learning it from Mordechai anyway, right? Okay, his tefillahs work. The Rebbeinu Shlom takes care of the problem. So they saw Mordechai, and they knew she has a kesher with Mordechai. She grew up in his house, and though she was Jewish, maybe, or they were Naruser, maybe they did know. What's happened? And she said, Begodim, and she said to him, just come in and tell me what's going on. Just stop for a few minutes. Something gone. Why was it Lokibel? He didn't want to stop davening even for 1 minute. But that is the Ikatikun. So what are we going to do? Oh, she's got next plan. Batikro Esther Lahasoch, Misorise Hamelech, Shehemid Lefonel. She sent to the Chazal, say it was Daniel. But it's Aveyu al Mordechai. Nadas maze ve al maze. She wants to know what's the problem and what's the cause of the problem. Ve al maze. She's doch a Nevi'a. So she doesn't look at the Chitzonius anymore. What's the cause? Vayeitze hasoch el Mordechai ruchoy vo'ir asher lifnei shar ha-melech. Vayagid lo Mordechai es kol asher korohu. What? Korohu? Mordechai says the word korohu. It was b'mikre. How does a Novi, God will be Israel, talk in such terms? That's Amaleki terms, asher korcho baderech. So first of all, it was Merames that it was Mr. Korohu who's causing the problem. But I think the Malbim says the Pshat that a mikre is something where there's not an obvious cause. That's what's a mikre. So you think, if you think that the reason why Haman made this gezeira is because he didn't bow down to him, that's mikre. That's not the real cause. That's just a mikre. That's the Gilgal which misavev it. But what really was the cause was the Averis. So that's why he called it Korohu. It's not, I was not the Goyrem of it. That's the Mikre part of it that made this happen. Vesporoshas akesev asher omer homer nishkolon ginze amelech byehudim la'abdom. And he even knew all about the money, which was a pliatsumo, that he had offered the melech the money, and the melech kiilu accepted it and gave it back. So kiilu, the yin was sold la'abdom. And that was the lashon which Haman used, right? He wants to be ma'abed them. We'll see why this is important soon. Ve'ez paschegin ksov ados ashenitan v'shushan lahashmidom nosan loy laharises esteu lahagid lo. And he showed the paschegin, gave him a copy of the paschegin, which did not actually say lahashmidom, but he was explaining what it meant. Nios yehudim asidim. Laharis esel hagidlo ulatzavoy soleo lavoy el melech lischanin loy ulavakish milafonav amo. And he was mitzave her at zivui. Remember, the whole problem with Haman exists because Shaul wasn't the kind that zivui. So now Mordechai is involved in the tikkun of that chet, mitzave her the zivui. From a novi, that she has to go to the melech lischanilo levakish milafon amalamo. Vayover asoch vayaged leEsther is divrei Mordechai. He tells Esther. Vatoy meEsther lasoch vatetzaveh. Well, Mordechai, she's sending him back with a tzivui. Kol avdei amelech ve'amedinois hamelech yodim. Everybody knows this is the most stupid eitz I've ever heard. Why? Because kol avdei amelech va'am medinos amelech yodim. Asher kol ish ve'isha. Nobody is outside this law. Any man or woman. Asher yovei al amelech elechotza pnimis. Asher lo yikarei, who hasn't been summoned, achas dosoi lehomis. Yischai misa. Unless the melech extends the shavit, and the Eibishter was put her in a very interesting nisayon. She says, I haven't been called to the melech for 30 days. There's never been a period of 30 days which he hasn't called me. So any day he's going to call me. And when he calls me, if I go uninvited, I'm basically going to be killed. And there's no terrors. Don't say you didn't know, because kol am what you call it? Kol avde amelech ve'am medinos amelech yoidim. You can't plead you didn't know. This is such a well-known law that I'm possibly going to be killed. So this eitzah is a silly eitzah. To go now, I will definitely be mekalkel. It's not a hishtadlus, it's a silly thing to do. And when is the gzeirah supposed to happen? 11 months' time. There's plenty of time. He hasn't called me for 30 days. The Eibishter to put her in a matzav like this. He hasn't called her for 30 days. Any day now he's going to call me. A, I won't be over the Avera of going unannounced. B, he's going to be, he hasn't been with me for 30 days, 31, 32 days, whatever. He's going to be meshuga for me. Mamash wants me. And that's an Eis HaKosher to plead for the Klal Yisrael. The idea to go now is, can I get any idea of Ishtanus? It's a kilkul gadol. Vayagidu le Mordechai stevri Esther. Vayomer Mordechai, Lehoshev el Esther. Al tadami benav sheikh li molet beis ha-melech mikol ha-yehudim. Don't think you will escape this gezeirah. Ki im hachreish tacharishi ba'eis ha-zos. If you don't go now, I know, beruach ha-kodesh, you have to go now. And if you don't go, and don't worry. Revach v'atzolo yamud la'yehudim imokam acher. I also know that the gzeirah is only betit and not bedam, and that there will be a hatzolah. But the Hatzalah may come. If you don't go, then it's going to be a Hatzalah from another direction. I don't know where, I don't know what. But there'll be a Revach Hatzalah, Mokam Acher. V'at, u'beisovich, tavedu. But what's a nafkamina? The nafkamina is, you are going to be destroyed. You and beisovich are going to be destroyed. U'miyodem, leis kozoisigat la malchus. And who knows if this isn't the whole reason why he came to the Malchus. Pirish. She, in order to be metaken, the Chet of Shaul, who he didn't listen to the Novi, and he made Cheshbonus, and he kept Agag alive, in order to be metaken that, Shmaya Mizevach Toiv, that was his Avera, she has to go Keneged the Seichel. That's the Tikkun. He made Cheshbonus and didn't listen. Now, she has to be Mevatel her Cheshbonus and go and became the tzivui of the Novi. And that's going to be a tikkun of the Chet of Shaul. And if you don't go, and you're making cheshbonos, and you think it's more sensible to wait a few days, you should know that you will not be the megalgel of the Yeshua. And what the nafka minah is, don't think you're going to escape, because you won't, because you are going to be destroyed, you and Beis Avich. This is that you came to this whole matzav, this very strange matzav, that such a tzaddikis, such a chashuva lady, is being married to this baltaiva de araisa with ala hidurim, Achashverosh, is all to be you, to be metakin, the chet of your elter Zayda Shaul. But if you're not going to do that, then you're going to mess yourself up. And don't think it makes enough given Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael, the Rebbe of Hatzalah come from somewhere else. So Pavlala, right? These people are working on such a different level of Havana of the world that we know how they're working. For us, everything is Teva, Hishtadlers, do this, do that, that's the right thing to do. They're working on, they understand the world at a completely different level. They understand the world is all mitzvahs naveiros, like the Ramban says, Sof Parshas Bo'i, Ein lonu minug v'teva ha'olam, Ein lonu teva v'minug ha'olam, Klal u'klal, Loi b'yochi v'loi b'rabim, Klal Yisrael are not run by teva minug ha'olam, Ela, everything is in Yishmeren mitzvahs yatzichenu schara, even the aveiros yachrisenu onshaya, kol b'gzeres elyon. The Rebbe Shem runs Klal Yisrael through mitzvahs and averus. That's the whole mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael. And that's how these people are working. So he's telling her, you need to be metaking this chet. This is the whole point you became a queen here, is to be metaking this chet of Shaul. And that chet of Shaul is the shortage of why we've got Haman in the world, and that'll get rid of Haman, and that'll be metaking, mimela metaking the this gezeirah. And if you don't, you're going to mess yourself up. The whole point you came to this matzah was for this. Now Esther's mekabel, but there's another chet which needs a tikkun. We haven't been attacking the whole. What was the immediate springboard of the chet, the catalyst to the gezeirah, in Avera's terms? Nenu misudosa shalosa rosha. Whose tafkid is to be metake that? Esther. So Esther's been not being nene from the Tovas Rishoim this whole time. Now she, but that's her personal chelik in the tikkun. But Klal Yisrael have to do tshuva for what they did. Vatoyve Esther lo shemir Mordechai leich knois es kol hayehudim anim tzim b'shushan. So if we're going to do this, we have to be metake the catalyst. Take all the Yehudim and nimtzeim b'shushan. V'tzuvu olai v'altoichu v'altishtu shloishes yomim laila v'ayoyim. Wow, what an extreme tikkun of the chet. What was the loshen that he made the party to start with? Back in the beginning of the beginning, v'imloisa yomim v'ayla os ha-melech l'chol ha'om and nimtzeim b'shushan abira. She's in exactly the same notion. Leich knois Kol ha-Yehudim had-nimtza'im b'shushan. Exactly the same notion, because there's a tikkun for this chet. Tzuba alai v'altochem atishu shloshis yom laila v'yoyim. Gam ani v'naro yisai otzum kein. We're going to help with the tikkun, even though she never went. She doesn't need it, but that's her chelik in what she's came to come to Yivetaken. Uvechein ovel amelech asheloi kados ukashe ovadati ovadati. And whatever's going to happen is going to happen, and she's going al das mesiras nefesh, and whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Lemaisa in Hilchus Hishtadlus, this is totally crazy. She's going to come to the Melech after 3 days of Tanis, or 2.5 days of Tanis. She's still in the. She's going to come on the third day to the Melech. She, because she can walk, she looks awful. Well, a person fasts for 3 days. You're not in your best of matzavim. Tell you a very funny maisa that happened. A ger told me. He was into the Bible, and he was giving Bible lessons in the church until he had lots of kashas, and then they excommunicated him. They asked the people going to his shiurim and everything. But he got more and more interested in Yiddishkeit, more than this. And then he heard about Tanis Esther. So he didn't have he wasn't properly exposed to Yiddishkeit at that point. So yeah, Tanis Esther's 3 days. So he fasted for 3 days, Laila V'yoyim. And he was really quite a shtarker fellow. Kids, and that's what he did. Now, he found came to know from a Yidden and everything. And a few months later, he came to Yom Kippur. So the people were helping him and teaching him, and they said, look, there's going to come a very hard fast. It's a 24-hour day fast, and you need to prepare yourself. So he said to them, Yom Kippur, that's the easy one. Tanis Esther's the hard one. They said, what? Tanis Esther's the... He said, yeah, what do you mean? 3 days, that's a real hard fast. Kids, but she did it, and then she's not going to be in the best of matzavim. But if you're not going to be mitakin the chet, it's a waste of time to try and do any ishtadlus. The ishtadlus isn't going to work. Vayavar Mordechai, and she was goyzer mitzad her as a novi. What day are we talking about? 3 days of Tanis. We're talking about Yud Gimel or Yud Dalet of Nissan, which means they're going to be mevatel. Nel Seder. They're going to be fasting Nel Seder. That year, she was Goyzer, Harasha, that they would not eat matzah and morah and everything else. Vayavar Mordechai, Vayas Kechola Shetzivsa Olam Esther. Also Mitzatim, being Mekayim a Tzivui of the Novi. And this is me Metakin the Chet of Shaul. Once you Metakin the Chet of Shaul, Haman's standing has become very precarious now. His old kiyum is this chet of shol. Vayhi bayom ashlishi, vatil bash Esther malchus. So Chazal, what's malchus? Big day malchus. What's batil bash malchus? Malchus a remes to ruach hakodesh, madrege ilah in nevius. Again, these people work on a whole different level. She fasted 3 days. And through that, shviras haguf completely, she worked on herself to get a higher level of nevius than she ever had before. Vatil bashester malchus, vatamoid bachatza beisamelech apnidis, noichach beisamelech. The Gemara says that there was nistamnala three malachim. One held her up, and one came and brought down a chut shel chesed, a chut shel chein. Why? Because she was yorak roikes from. She looked awful from fasting. And the third one, we'll see what he did. So she could hardly walk. She needed a malach to help her walk. And she stands there in the Chatzah Beis HaMelech HaPnimis, Loicha Beis HaMelech, about to be arrested and be killed. That's the Pashtus. This is the last day of her life. She's going, not announced. Pliatsuma. Nisei Nisi. The Tfilas and the Taniyos and all the Ruchnias that they were, Klarisol Oisikim, was Poel Pulus. HaMelech Yoshev Al Kisei Malchusei Bebeis HaMalchus Noichach Pesach HaBayis. They'd moved the Kisei. A Kisei, the Kisei HaMelech, is not opposite the door. They don't normally have it opposite the door. They have a room, an anteroom, and another room until you get into the where the Kisei is. And for some reason, they'd moved the Kisei so that the Melech was now sitting opposite the door of the bayis. Vayhi chirois haMelech es Esther haMalka.
The same kisei they couldn't move.
What?
Are we talking about the same kisei they couldn't?
Yeah,
move?
So we have to say it wasn't the same kisei, the choira, yeah, whatever. What?
The husband said they couldn't move it. They couldn't move it like across.
The because, yeah, it could have been. Yeah, they could have moved it like here, whatever. Vayhi chirois haMelech es Esther haMalka imedes bechotzer nosochein beinov. And when the Melech saw her, because he was sitting opposite the door, he saw her. Now, what should have happened? What should have happened is he should have been sitting in the inside in the regular place. Esther would have come. The guards would have arrested her. They said, were you called by the king? No. The guards would have come and told the Melech, Esther's come. She wasn't supposed to come. And then it would be in big trouble. What's he going to do, right? Maybe he put out the shavit, maybe not. It was a whole thing. She doesn't say, you know, this poor guy. He has the first queen, she doesn't come when he tells him to come. And now this one comes when she doesn't tell him to come. So, Rabbish, Nebuch. Okay, Lazarus, Kiritson, Ish for Ish. Oh, but the mice, it didn't happen like that. There were no guards. First, he saw her first. Because of the filter that there was from the Malach. And he extended the Shavit. How long did he extend the Shavit? So the Gemara says, came this Malach and pulled his arm, pulled, he had a very interesting arm, ad kedei shishim amos. Is it literal? It's all nisim nistarim. So obviously we didn't see any of that, and it couldn't have been seen, otherwise that's a nice niggle and mamish. Teretz is that besofa shadama, he did not want to extend the shavit, but the Malach came and forced him to extend the shavit. So he was forced to extend the shavit. Bimloi koichoi kiilu. The shishim lav davke shishim avos. Bimloi koichoi. The vayoshin amel resta shavit hazav ashe biyadai. Vatikra vesta vatikra vroisha shavit. Vayoi melo hamelech maloch esta hamalko. So the melech says to him, what do you want? Wouldn't you a moisa nefesh? What is it to What do you want? Ad kedei kach? Uma bakoshosech? Ad chatzi amalchus v'nin nosein loch? What's your request? I'm willing to give you ad chatzi amalchus. Gmaldik! Min ha-shamayim, here's the Yeshua. How much is Klal Yisrael? Chatzi amalchus or less? Much less. He has 127 medinas. Klal Yisrael is one nation among the 127 medinas. It's 127th of the malchus. He's offering her chatzi amalchus. No, Esther, open your mouth and say. Vatoyme Esther, im ala melech toiv, yovoy ha-melech v'homon ha-yoyim, ala mishne asher sisi loy. She invites him to come to a mishne. Yovoy ha-melech v'homon ha-yoyim is Rashi Tevis Havaya. Is one of the Ramosim of Havaya in the Megillah. Why did she do that? Because she was waiting min hashamayim to a siman. She's davening and davening and davening, and she's got malchus, she's got ruach hakodesh. is it right now to ask? Of course, he said Ad Chatzi Malchus. No, Mina Shemayim is not right to ask. So, right? She's with the HaKadosh Baruch the whole time. Yov HaMelech V'Homan Hayayim and HaMishneh Asher Sisi. Vayom HaMelech Baru Es Homan HaSus Estvar Esther. Quickly, he was. What does she want already? What could she possibly want? She's Moisa Nafshai, endangered her life for this. Vayov HaMelech V'Homan and HaMishneh Asher also saw Esther. They came. Again, he's offering a chatzia malchus. Wow, we thought that maybe he would be choiser from that offer. No, he's still offering. What's shaila? What's bakosha? Shaila is, they say, is for herself, and bakosha is for achirim. And ad chatzia malchus, no Esther zok. Vatan Esther vatoyma shelosi ufakoshosi imotzosichein b'nei hamelech v'yimal hamelech toiv lo seise shelosi v'lasoyis es bakoshosi. One second. Esther, you're a Nevi'a. Elchanami, we learn from Miriam that there's that women talk a lot. It's a Medrash Mefurish. Miriam was called Pua, even though Miriam was also a Nevi'a. But there's a Gvul. Esther, just say, I want Glamisor, this is Xera. What do you say? Imal HaMelech Toi Motzi Chei Beinem. Of course he wants us a Chei. What's he offering you Chatzi HaMalchus for? What's Imal HaMelech Toi Vlosesich? Terence is stab melech in the Megillah. Merami is Hakadosh Baruch Hu. She's busy davening to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Imotzosi chein b'nei melech. Is it right to ask? Imotzosi chein b'nei melech malchei amlochim. V'im ala melech toiv. Losayis eshei losi v'lasosis bakoshosi. Is Hakadosh Baruch Hu going to give me memale what I need? And she doesn't see that there's any sin. Is now's not the right time. Yovai Amelech v'Homon el Amishnei She'ese Elohem u'mocha ese kedvah Amelech. So she puts it off. Now Mina Shemayim, there's no simon, I should say. Noch Amishnei. Vayoyse Homon bayoymahu sameach betoiv leiv. And Homon came out from that Mishnah sameach betoiv leiv. Why? Because till now, says the Gaon, he was always worried. He knew one thing about this Mordechai the Jiddah. He knew one thing, that sof kol sof, the Malka grew up in his house. And he was always thinking, maybe she's going to have a kesher with him. Maybe she remembers she grew up in his house. What's going to be with him? Mistam aleiki, choshesh v'ol chashoshes, etc., etc. But now she sees, she doesn't like him. She likes me. I was the goyim that she became the queen. She didn't invite Mordechai to this exclusive mishter, so she likes me more than him. Now I don't have to worry. No worries. My gzeira is going to happen. Rabbi, yeah?
When did Haman find out that Mordechai was related to Esther?
When they brought Esther, they knew from when they brought Esther to the Beis HaMelech, right at the very beginning.
Oh, why did Haman find out about Achashverosh?
What?
What did Haman find out
about Achashverosh? No, not related. They didn't know she was related. They knew she grew up in his house. Achashverosh also knew he grew up in his house. That's why he brought Mordechai into the Beis the Shar HaMelech. But he didn't know that she was related. Didn't know she was Jewish. So he came out, Sameach v'toiv leiv. Uchirois Haman is Mordechai b'Shar HaMelech. Like Kamvilezami Menu, and he sees Mordechai, and Mordechai doesn't even blink an eyelid. Like Kam Mele didn't stand up for him. Vilezami Menu, he didn't blink an eyelid. He didn't think. Vayimale Haman al Mordechai Chema. He became fuming. We know he has a big shear of anger. Why is of the God? Because now you can understand, on what is he Soimech? What's his bitochen? if the Malka doesn't like him and she invited me, he can't be Masik. Velo Yirei Elokim. There's one thing, he's not Goyris. How is this Mordechai May is not to even to blink from me? Vayisapak Haman Vayovel Beso. He controlled himself and he came home. Vayishlach Vayoves Oyhavov Vezerish Ishtai. Interesting. Zerish is not Bichlal Oyhavov. But and he brought the Oyavov first and Zerish. So gone, when a person's in tremendous matzav of simcha and he sees something which could stir his simcha, he could get a heart attack. I saw last week a very interesting talk. There was a mensch in Iran who evidently was a rotzeach 12 years ago, and he was arrested, and they was going to give him exadin misa, and he was in prison the whole time, and then last week they were moichel exadin misa, and they came and they told him, and he got such a simcha, he got a heart attack and died. Even though we can't be give misa, the misa min hashamayim is not this battle. Anyway, Cain says what could happen to Haman. He was in such a matter of simcha, then he gets this terrible shock. Something gone. That's why he was in danger. It was always pikuach nefesh. What's the truth for it? We don't need the psychologist. The Torah is long before the psychologist, but even Homer knew this. You saw it. You speak out your simcha, and you get it off your chest, and then you'll calm down. So usually, if you go to a psychologist, you have to pay a lot of money. He brought the Oyavov and Zeresh, and he spoke it out for free. He told them all the money that he had and all the children. And then he made him more choshev. You see, it's mukrach. This is therapy. Because they knew all this. Everybody knew that he was, or then knew how many children he had. Maybe they don't know always how much money. My mother, she should be well, she always says, that people say, oh, this guy's got this and this money. He's worth this, he's worth that. She says, tell me, how many children does he have? I was, how should I know how many children? He says, she always says, money that's in the bank, which is all hidden, you know. How many children which are running around, you don't know. Everybody knew how many children he had. So what's he telling you that? Everybody knew that he was number one now in the Malchus, because that's the therapy, speaking it out. And Vayomer Haman, Af lo hevia Esther Amalgim Amelech and Amishna Sheosu Sokim Oisi. V'gam Lamoch Ani Korulon Amelech. I'm number one, and even the Malka loves me. Look at this Chilkul Midas. The Mensch is a Mushkas Daraisa. He has everything, and Kol Ze Einu Shoveli, nothing's worth anything. And I see him, all my simcha's gone, all my money is not worth anything, my children not worth anything, my covenant not worth anything, nothing's worth anything. That's what Oyle Mazeh is. One mashu can stare and take away the whole of Oyle Mazeh. Maybe not. Oh, and the mensch is crunk, he's rather sick. So then they came up with this brilliant plan. What is the refuah for this mensch? Vatoy melo zeresh ishtoi v'chol oyavav. Yasu eitz gavoya chamishim amma. Make a gallows 50 amma high. 50 amma high, you know how high that is? 50 ammas is like a 10-story building. It's like some of these tower buildings in Har HaChatzim. Not quite as high as that. You make gallows, you don't need a gallows that high. Make a gallows 4 ammas high. That's enough to hang anybody. So it's 50 ammas high? Something gone. There was a whole cheshbon here. That he, every time he sees Mordechai, he gets a heart attack. So they made a cheshbon. You make a gallows which is high enough that from the room where the Mishnah will take place tomorrow, you look out the window, you'll be able to see the gallows. And you'll be able to see Mordechai hanging on the thing. So when you go to the Mishter, every time you remember, after you've executed Mordechai, you might remember Mordechai. And you might have that, oy vey, the trauma of seeing Mordechai yesterday. You'll just look out the window and you'll see Mordechai hanging on the thing. Ah, l'chaim, l'chaim, l'maves, whatever he wants to sing. Let's sing weiter. And he'll be happy. All this, I told you, the kilkul of the Rishayim is going to destroy them. This is going to destroy him. This is a vital ingredient in the Yeshua. This kilkul going to make Eitz Govoch HaMishim Abba Uva Boike Emel HaMelech V'yisno Es Mordechai Olam U'boim HaMelech El HaMishter Sameach. And then you'll be able to come to the Mishter happy. You won't have any shters. He thought that's a wonderful idea, and he made the gallows. Why did he do it himself? He had enough servants to do it. He wants to be do it himself. Get rid of him himself. I thought you wanted you vayuves bein of Mordechai, and so you're only dealing with the big problems that are Mordechai. All of a sudden, he's worried about Mordechai. No kashas when you get to Midas Mushchosis. Again, let's do a couple more psukim. Balai loha hu nod doshana samelech. Because she put it off for another day. Oh, see what happens. He can't sleep. Why couldn't he sleep? But there are gatav, he couldn't sleep. What could she possibly want? What does she want? She was Moisa Nafshai. She must want something which is more than Chatziah Malchus. What could she want? Vayom Elahovi is Sefer Zichronis Divrei Hayomim Vayyun Nikroi Mifnei HaMelech. So there was the special Sefer Divrei Hayomim Lifnei HaMelech, the Kitzos Divrei Hayomim. You remember there was such a thing? So he tells, bring me that and let's see. What could she possibly want? And so they were read out in front of the king. Who was the shamus there? Haman's son, Shamshai. So vayimotze kosuv. What's vayimotze kosuv? It was found that it was written. Asher higid Mordechai b'ksan of aserish shnei sarisei hamelech mishomri asaf. What's vayimotze kosuv? He opens up the Divrei Hayomim and there's the page which is the whole Mordechai with b'ksan of aserish. Well, you're not going to read that to the Melech. That's the last thing. So he turns over here. Came a Malach and puts it back here. What did we see? We see the wind. There was a wind. Asa Malach of Ruchos. You see the wind blows it back to here. He turns it there. He turns it this way. And this way. And this way. And the Melech screams at him, read what it says! So he had no choice. He had to read it. By Yimotze Kosov, he didn't really... It came out that it was written... Asher higid Mordechai big son of Aser shnei sarisei hamelech mishomri asaf asher bikshu lishloach yad b'melech achashveirosh vayom hamelech manase yikar gdula leMordechai al ze. What yikar is covered, gdula is money. What was given, covered of money as a schar? He saved the king's life. What can be more than that? That's the biggest thing that could possibly want. What schar? Now he understood. He understood everything. It was very clear. What does Esther want? And what does Haman want? Esther and Haman, obviously, want Tovas Mordechai. Well, Esther wants Tovas Mordechai. She invited Haman to the Mishneh. It must be that Haman is also in it together with her, that they're going to ask for Tovas Mordechai. Tovas Mordechai, he saved the king's life. Goodness knows what they're going to ask for. Haman and Esther together are going to ask for goodness knows what. A good mouth. But at least I know now what she wants. Vayom HaMelech mi bechotzer. So the man says, okay, I've got to have a night. I've got to find an eitzer. Lasus kiv tzodish v'ish. I've got to find an eitzer. Mi bechotzer. The first time in Haman's life, he got up so early in the morning because she told him, in true Amaleki style, go in Baboike El Hamelech, She said, so the God says, in true Amalekish style, we're choshish that if he comes and he says about Mordechai, maybe there'll be somebody there will be made its toiv in Mordechai, and maybe the Melech won't agree. Go before anybody comes to the Melech, and then there'll be, won't be anybody to be made its man Mordechai, the Yisloes Mordechai Olav. Nobody will stop you. So that's why he was there so early. The Mibechotzer, Haman was in the chotzer. Gewaldig, the Melech was so happy. This is the guy I need. He's the Ba'ad Mordechai. He's Mr. Supporter of Mordechai, Mr. One Supporter of Mordechai. Rabbis Machshavos B'Levish, Matzas Hashem Yisokum. Isn't this the biggest mistake that this guy, that the Melech could make? Yeah, well, we'll see. Nir Hashem, Ayem Shech Yomoy.